Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. This episode of the Leader's Kit Bag is the last in a four-part series on the important topic of feedback. And if you missed the last three, I will pop a link to them in the notes section so you can go and check them out straight away. Now, feedback really is an important topic for us leaders and managers, and some of the statistics around it really are quite shocking. For example, 96% of workers agree that feedback is a good thing and that they want to receive it. And yet, at the very same time, just 26% of people, according to a Gallup study, feel that the feedback they receive at work actually helps improve their performance. So we need to fix that. And in today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag, we're talking about the timing of feedback. I'm going to share three important questions to ask yourself before you launch into sharing some feedback, and one super important question to ask the individual before you share that feedback that will set you both up for success. So, to the timing of feedback. A study in the Journal of Psychology suggested that when people receive feedback immediately after the event, then their performance tends to improve by around 20%. Whereas delayed feedback tends to have little or no impact on their actual performance. So timely feedback soon after the event or activity is critically important. And that reminds me of a story. Many years ago, I was sitting on a busy commuter train heading into London. I happened to be sitting opposite a husband and wife, I think it was, and they were both talking about what was coming up in their day. And the lady was sharing the fact that she had her annual performance review, and her husband asked how she thought it was going to go. And her response was quite shocking, really. She said, "Well, I've not been told I'm shit lately, so that's probably a good sign." And then she went on to talk about how she knows her boss has a separate small notepad for every one of her direct reports that they all see her writing in throughout the year, but they never get to hear about what it was that she wrote until the mid-year or end-of-year appraisal, which is unbelievable. So timely feedback really is important. And think of it this way. If you've got a new starter in your team and you're heading towards maybe their 3 month appraisal period, is it going to be better for that individual to receive some feedback maybe if the tone of emails they're writing isn't quite right straight away after they've sent one or two? Or you save that up for the 3 month probation review where you give them feedback on, 5,000 emails that they've sent in the first 3 months? So timely feedback is really key. While it's fresh in people's minds, we need to provide the feedback. So that's tip one for you. The second thing I promised you is three really important questions to ask yourself before you share any feedback. So question one is, does this feedback need to be shared? Right? Is it really relevant feedback for the individual, or is it about you? So often it is. It's something that's triggered us. It's based on our needs and wants and motivations, not the individual. So does this feedback need to be shared? Question number two, does this feedback need to be shared by me? Right? Maybe you're not the right person to share that feedback. Maybe you want to pass it on to the person's line manager if you're in a working group and they don't report to you. And the third question is, does this feedback need to be shared now? Because maybe it doesn't. Maybe you don't want to share it in a group setting. Maybe you're just going to observe it and keep a note of it. If you see the same thing happen two or three times more, then you're going to share it. So there you've got three really powerful questions. Does this feedback need to be shared or given? Does it need to be given by me? Does it need to be given now? And then to the third thing I promised you in this episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. One question to ask of the person we're about to give some feedback to before we launch into it. And it's simply this. Ask them if it's okay if you share some feedback. What that looks like in practice could simply be this. Hey, Sally, I've got some feedback from that last meeting. Would it be okay if I shared it with you now and we discussed it? What that does is, A, it just calms down the amygdala, right? Lets them get ready to receive some feedback. It gives them some warning. And secondly, it shows that as a leader, you care and you're conscious about what else might be going on for them, okay? If someone is feeling stressed or disappointed with their own performance, or if they're feeling triggered, or if they're about to rush into another meeting, all of these things are going to affect their ability to take on board and respond to the feedback. So asking if it's okay to share it is really powerful. They'll either say yes, or they'll likely say, no, actually, I've got this to go and do. Can we catch up in an hour when I'm done? Which is great, right? That's a win for both of you. And it's very rare in my experience for people to say outright, no, they don't want any feedback. So there you have it. Some very practical tips to help you give feedback that is even more effective, that people can respond to, and that will actually improve their performance. As always, hope it's been useful. Look after yourself. Look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And until next time, as always, lead on.